Hello, this is Robert Rickover at alexanderaudio.com, and today my guest is China Wine, an Alexander Technique teacher in London, England, who specializes in working with women who want to be able to walk gracefully and easily wearing high heels. And you can learn a lot more about her at her website, walkinginstilettos.com, and in fact, it is that very website that I would like to talk to China a little bit about. Could you say a word or two? Well, let me start by saying that my wife looked at that website, and she said to me, "That's the first Alexander website I've ever seen that's fun." And she tends to be, how can I put it, a bit critical of Alexander publicity in general. She's not of the technique, but of the way in which the technique is presented. And she looked at your site and she said, I'd want to go see that woman, even though I'm not interested in the heels part. So I guess my first question is, how did it come to be that you got that site? What did you do to make that happen? And I think it might be interesting, if you're okay talking about it a little bit, a lot of Alexander teachers might be curious to know how much it cost you to do it.
Oh, okay.
If you're okay talking about that.
Yeah. I tell you what, interesting. I wanted to create something that was completely different.
And you succeeded.
Yeah. I mean, like your wife, I'm very much sort of like, well, why is the Alexander technique so sort of dusty?
Yes.
You know,
yes.
Why is it so dusty? It's the most amazing thing. Mm-hmm. So for me, coming from a background of fashion and music, I'm like, okay, let's put a bit of pizzazz into this. You know, let's get the Alexander techniques to be sexy, you know? Mm-hmm. So I wanted whoever went on my site to just get that feeling of a difference. And seeing the Alexander technique packaged in a way that it was much more appealing and, more attractive to people.
Mm-hmm. And it's we'll say that it's got music, it's got at least one video, and it is visually, I would say, a stunning website.
Thank you.
So I assume you had someone do that for you?
I tell you what, the people who've worked to put this website together for me have all been, I call them my angels, because they are people that have supported me along my journey. They put forward to help me, and the website sort of batted between two people and a film director that I know who shot my video for me for free. Mm-hmm. Because he loved the project, he loved what I was doing and believed in what I was doing. So to be honest with you, the website's been put together with sheer love, you know.
Mm-hmm. So you didn't actually have to spend a lot of money on it.
No.
Right.
No,
and,
I didn't.
And I like, just for a moment, to generalize from that for the benefit of other Alexander teachers. I just did an interview with a New York teacher yesterday who has a very nice website, not super fancy like yours. And he's someone who doesn't know anything about the internet, but he's got a website, a YouTube video, Twitter page, everything, and he's relied on students and friends and people who he knows to take care of that for him. And I think that's an interesting idea for Alexander Technique teachers to consider, that they don't necessarily have to know a lot about this stuff to have an effective internet presence. That's something I've been trying to get across for years now. And your site just seems like a spectacular example of that. And is there anything else that you would like to say about it, or how it has impacted your teaching?
Yes, I mean, every single person that has ever gone onto my website, it's been so nice because the reaction's always the same, similarly to yours. You know, people love it. They love the uniqueness of it. They get what it's about. And, you know, I get a lot of people hitting it and sort of coming through to me, which is wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
I think, you know, the key is just, you know, to be very creative. You know, it's actually okay sometimes to sort of think outside the box and do things that, you know, most people aren't doing. Do you know what I mean?
Yes, absolutely.
And if you can put a bit of creative energy into that and get some supportive people around that really love and care for you and want to see you do well,
mm-hmm.
then, you know, your chances are you can put together something really spectacular like my website. And that, and like mm-hmm. I said, that's been pulled together by sheer love and support, you know. Mm-hmm. So it's possible.
But I will say also that for an Alexander teacher, for example, who's just getting started or maybe doesn't have the kind of contacts that you do, they could still have a very effective site, and it wouldn't cost them much to do, and it wouldn't cost much to maintain. And that's a message that I've been trying to get out there for a long time. So
definitely,
I would like to end by just once again recommending to any Alexander teacher listening to this to click on the link that will be next to it, walkinginstilettos.com, and see what you could learn from that site about how you might promote your own practice. I think there's a lot to be learned from taking a look at what you've done and seeing what might be transferable to another teacher. So I want to thank you for having the site, for doing the interviews today, and thank you so much for being on the show today.
Thank you, Robert. It's been a real pleasure, you know, and yeah, say hi to everybody over there. Is it snowing there?
Ice. And sub-zero,
really?
Sub-zero temperatures in Nebraska. Blizzards.
Wow.
And every other terrible thing. Yes.
Wow.
So there you are in sunny, balmy London, England.
No, not quite. We've just had our snow section and it's just sort of softening up now. We've had our sort of cold, but not as cold as there, I'm sure.
Right. Well, again, thank you so much for being on the show today.
You're welcome.